Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Rob Parker.
No! Rob is out. Vernon VJ Husky is in. And we are live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Now, let me welcome in the man who is sitting in for Rob Parker. Rob would call him a cupcake, a tomato can. But I know he knows what he's talking about. So I'm bringing on my man, Vernon VJ Husky, also known as the Big Vanilla Funny.
Appreciate that.
What's up, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing? Happy belated Father's Day to you. Saw your lovely family, your lovely daughters, man, online, and also all the other fathers out there. Happy belated Father's Day. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here as a cupcake or a tomato can on the Odd Couple.
Nah, it's great to have you, man. Happy Father's Day to you
Thank you as well.
Belated Father's Day, and like you said, to all the fathers out there. Also, happy Juneteenth.
Yes.
To everybody. So we're going to get it popping here on the Odd Couple and have a lot of fun. We got Eddie Johnson, who is a Phoenix Suns color analyst, obviously a former Phoenix Suns player. So it'll be great to hear from him in light of the huge blockbuster trade. But first, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house on the ones and twos. Our man DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And on the updates, you just heard him, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. All right, VJ.
Yes, sir.
Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
Big, huge trade yesterday on Father's Day. Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, a gang of second-round picks going to the Washington Wizards for Bradley Beal, who will team with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Campaign, and we don't know who else. But here's I'm going to let you have the first go at it.
All right.
What do you think about the trade? How do you like it or not like it?
I like the trade, but I like it for two different reasons, and there's a small reason why I wouldn't like it. I like the trade because when you get Kevin Durant and you realize the way that they got mollywopped and got waxed by the Denver Nuggets, especially in Game 6, the way he showed up and the way Devin Booker only dropped 12 points, you need more firepower. And Bradley Beal is that. It's more firepower. But I said on Saturday on Martin and VJ, I don't like the move for a small point that if you have to give up so much that you can't absorb, like giving up the bench, like what they did with Durant. When they made the Durant deal, they had to give up so much. They didn't have enough there on the bench and defensively to absorb that type of move. So you knew it was a move for the future. I believe I saw you say the same thing on First Things First. So I like the move for firepower, but you still now have to load this bench up. You have Vogel as a head coach who's a defensive-minded guy. Right. So you got to get veterans that could just not only play, they can play defense. They need to be able to guard and defend in the Western Conference. Now, when I first saw this deal, the first name I looked for that would be leaving was DeAndre Ayton, and I didn't see that name, and that made me like the deal even more because I like him more than it seems like most people do. A 18, 19, 20 and 10 guy, big. He's improved his game. He's got the mid-range jumper going. He's got the little floater one hand going out. Yeah, he played well in the playoffs. So he had a game or two where he probably could have done a little more, but every player does, right? But I thought that him being still there after this deal was done made me like it a whole lot more. But then today you hear he could be in trade moves they could be moving. Exactly. They could be moving
that's
him
the
anyway.
Question, will he stay? Now, look, I feel somewhat similar to you. I think that from a basketball standpoint, I don't mind the trade for Phoenix.
Yeah.
I actually like it because, and here's the thing people have to understand, even if they had not made this trade, they still were in a position financially where they would have had trouble filling out their roster with quality players anyway.
Yeah.
Okay? So now you still will have that problem, but you also got a guy like Bradley Beal who, to your point, will give you more firepower. Let's start with this. People have to remember, and I know it's not always this cut and dried and this academic. However, the Phoenix Suns gave Denver more trouble than anybody else in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? They got two games. Again, it doesn't always work out this way. It doesn't mean they're necessarily the best, better than the Lakers, better than the Timberwolves, better than the Heat. But it's something to look at.
Yeah.
They played eight games together in the regular season, Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. They lost Chris Paul, and they came out there and got two games off the world champions. Lakers couldn't do it. Timberwolves couldn't do it. Heat couldn't do it. So there's that. Now, to your point, from a basketball standpoint, they got Devin Booker, who showed he can play point. Now, he's not a true point guard, but he showed he can handle the ball. He can dish it. He scored, and he passed it tremendously in the playoffs, averaged 30 and almost 8 assists. And then Bradley Beal at times can bring it up as well. So those two will probably alternate handling the point guard duties. We know what KD does. He doesn't have to dominate the ball. I'm with you on Ayton. I mean, Ayton, look, his motor's always been in question at times, right? Even in college, is he going to bring it every night? Is he going to be, you know, have that aggressive attitude every night? And that's an issue.
Yep.
But as a fourth option, he'll get you 17 and 10 with just by being out there, and you're going to need size. He's not going to shut down Nikola Jokic, but he's big enough to at least get in his way, be athletic, contest shots, so on and so forth. The two questions I have about Phoenix, VJ, are not necessarily about their quality of play that they'll get from their big four, but it is their health.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Durant's averaged 34 games a year for the last four seasons. Bradley Beal's averaged like 52. So the health is a question and the depth. But you know this, role players should play better around four other guys that are like that, three stars that the defense has to be ready for. Torrey Craig, all you have to do next year, this summer, work on your three.
Yep.
Shoot threes all day, every day.
1,000.
And come in ready to defend.
Yep.
So, look, here's the issue. Is it going to work? By work, I mean this. Win a championship.
Exactly.
That's the only – it's not about getting to the finals.
Exactly.
You've been there. It's not about being a contender. You are that already. You have to win a ring. And I will say this, whether it's health, whether it's lack of depth, I don't think they're going to win a ring. They can. They're capable. But if you put a gun to my head and said, are they going to win the championship, I would likely say no.
Yeah, I would take the field.
And hope I'm wrong, kind of, to be honest.
Well, here's the thing. If you ask me to take the field right now, I'll take the field. But we haven't had the draft. I think there's going to be a lot of movement between now and Thursday, even draft night. I think there's going to be a lot of movement. You see, the Western Conference is almost in reshuffle panic mode.
Yeah,
we don't know what's up with
Dame.
Everybody's going to be trying to do something. You got the hometown Lakers out here where I am in L.A. What are you going to do with AD with the extension? LeBron floated the retirement thing. Well, we know that's not real. He's going to come back and play. He still can put up 27 a night, 7 and 8. And, you know, LeBron's still doing him. What's it going to really lean on is Kevin Durant. Now, a lot of people bang on LeBron for playing with all these other great players. Okay, and I'm a KD guy. I'm from the DMV. I saw him play at 15 years old at Montrose Christian Academy in high school. It's time to show up now. Like you said, you got to go get a chip now, bro, because the two chips you got are with that Golden State squad, and then they won one before you and one after you. You did the super team thing in Brooklyn, didn't work out. You and Kyrie and Harden didn't play enough together, and now you have Booker and you have Build, and if they keep Ayton, like you said, and if they add a supporting cast, bro, you got to go get this ring this year. The finals ain't going to cut it, and the Western Conference Finals is not going to cut it.
And he can't – well, look, he's going to be 35 in September.
Yeah.
So you don't generally get healthier as you age.
No.
And like I said, he's already been injury prone. Heck, he got hurt in the layup line, for goodness sake.
Twisted his ankle in the layup line.
All right, so yeah, they have to – their chances of winning a championship are going to decrease every year.
Yeah. The window's closing.
Their best chance to win it will be next year. And so, look, Frank, you mentioned Frank Vogel. He's a good defensive coach.
Yeah.
Look, defense in the NBA is about scheme. So you have a coach who can put together a proper scheme. And it's about heart and technique and desire.
One, two.
If you have the requisite athleticism, size, and strength, and they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have enough to be they're not going to be the number one defensive team in the league, but they have enough if Beal and Devin and Ayton and Durant and whoever the fifth starter is, Torrey Craig, whoever, if they put forth the effort, then they should be able to be adequate defensively. All right. And then we saw it with Miami. It's a lot of undrafted players out there that can ball. So this is going to be on their scouting department to fill out that roster with vet minimum guys that might not be great individually from an NBA context, but with superstars like that drawing attention, they can hit the open three, they can make smart plays, they hustle defensively. Nobody thought Bruce Brown had this.
Nah.
Right?
Yeah, he was with the Pistons. He was with my Pistons. So I saw him
now
he's
about to get paid.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So they need to go out and find guys like that. And you can find them.
They're all over the place, man. You definitely can find them. Also, too, with defense, you said hard, desire. To me, it's simple. You have to get stops in the NBA when you need stops. I understand if you have a little defensive mishaps in December, in January, and every now and then in like March. But by April, bro, you have to get stops when you need some. You don't have to be a great defensive team. You just need to have the one. I call it the want to. The want to get this stop. The want to stop this guy who's been cooking you for three quarters. And it's time to slow this guy down or shut this guy down so you can go get this dub. So I think Vogel is important in this. But also, shift to the main player. We haven't mentioned Beal. I always felt Beal was a 2-3 guy. I never felt Beal was a Batman or Superman. He's more like Flash. No, he's more like Aquaman, right? Like, he can do some stuff. He can talk to the fish, but you can shoot and kill him.
He's a great third option.
You know what I'm saying? But this is perfect for Bradley Beal. You talk about a guy that just kind of stand over there and wait to get the ball to shoot. So many eyes are going to be on Booker and Durant.
Oh,
Beal, man.
And he can create his own stuff.
Exactly.
He can create for others. Like, offensively, come on.
Yeah, he should be launching.
They should be nice. I mean, you got three 20-plus point scores and then another one who's near there in Ayton. So, we'll see. Look, I can't wait to talk to Eddie Johnson. He gets mad when we say he's a homer, and I get it. That's who he works for, but he is. But hey, we're going to have some fun with him and get his breakdown of this trade. But it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, Vernon VJ Husky. And if you don't know, Vernon VJ Husky is on the Martin and VJ show every Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Fox Sports Radio. So check them out. And VJ, guess who's going to be on the next time Rob is off, which is not that far away.
Who?
Martin.
Oh, Martin's on. Okay.
Martin Weiss.
Martin Weiss, my partner.
So we bringing both of y'all on.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. All right. So it's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. As I said, Eddie Johnson will join us in a few minutes. But first, we're going to get to some Chris Paul talk. And VJ, like, obviously he's not going to play with the Wizards. He's going to either be waived and then be able to sign with someone else.
Yeah.
I know they were trying to get a third team involved in this deal so that he could, you know, move on as part of the trade. But where it seems like most of the talk is that he's going to be with the Clippers or the Lakers. And look, if he wants to go home, his family's in LA, I got no issues with that whatsoever.
None.
You know, that's awesome. From a basketball standpoint, though, one place I would like to see him, and I get it, it's across the country, so he may just not want to do it, but just purely basketball, I think a great fit for Chris Paul is the Boston Celtics.
Mm.
Like, they need a point guard, a true point guard who can make decisions. Because one of their problems is at the end of games, they put the ball in the hands of Jason Tatum and or Jaylen Brown. And those, they're fine. They're fine ball handlers on the wing and all that. And Tatum has nice handle and all, you know, his moves. But they make poor decisions. That's one reason they turn it over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why they aren't a great clutch team, because they don't have a real solid, pure decision maker making the right decisions down the stretch. So I think he would be a great fit. And here's the other thing I'll say is this. Because you could talk about him with the Lakers and that'd be fine, and, you know, him with the Clippers and all that. I think, and this may not be the driving force, but if he went to Boston, of all the places he could win a title, those three at least, the two LA teams and Boston, I think he would get the most credit if he helped Boston win a championship.
Hmm.
Because we see, like, if they the problems they have,
overtake
the flaws they have, he fixes. And it would be like, man, Chris Paul came in, he taught the young boys how to win, he helped this team. He gave them just what they needed to win the championship. He goes to the Lakers, he'll get some love, and it'll be LeBron and Chris, they buddies, they won a championship, but it's mostly going to be LeBron, because LeBron is a huge superstar. If he goes to the Clippers, they're going to have won it for one reason, because they were healthy. So it'll be Kawhi and Paul George were healthy. Yeah, Chris helped, but those two being healthy will have been what really led them to a championship. I think in Boston, he would get more credit than any other place.
He'd get more credit any other place. I don't think he would get as much credit there, because I think we all can agree that's Jason Tatum's team. So through the three teams, I don't mind the Celtics idea. I think that's pretty good. I actually kind of like that, because they do need a ball handler. They do need somebody to kind of settle down the offense at clutch points in the game in the postseason, get everybody where they need to be,
right,
and run the offense. Chris Paul can roll out of bed, put on some flip-flops, grab a juice box and a fun bag of Doritos and go do that. He ain't even got to warm up a stretch or nothing.
Right.
He can go do that. So I like that one. But there's some other teams I think. I'll comment on the Lakers. If you bring them in, you're making the team older. You know what I'm saying? They don't have enough young stars there to be able to absorb bringing in an old Chris Paul. I feel the same thing with the Clippers, and the word I'll use with them is health. Chris Paul's been hurt. PG's been hurt. Kawhi's been hurt. So now you're going to mix all this together. I don't like that.
That's the same with the Lakers, too.
Exactly, with the Lakers. So the other team I'm looking at, Chris has to do something to go to this team, and I think Chris has to take a six-man role in his career at this point. I don't know if he's a starting point guard. Yeah, I don't think he's a starting point guard.
He was 14-8 last year.
I know. But
now, he might not be as good this year coming up, but he was like in the top five in assists.
Yeah, that's fine. But you also – and that's fine. That's why this team I'm going to mention works if he wants to come off a bench. And as you said, help some young guys. Help the young guys learn how to win that. I believe, and a lot of people believe, are kind of right there, and that's the Sacramento Kings. You're in California. You're a 4 or 5 hour drive, a 45 minute flight from your family, so you can still be with your family, and you could go on and help this young team that's got young guards that are really ready to take that next step. You got a veteran coach there in Mike Brown, but you have to say, you know what, I'm at that point right now, and you get a Chris Paul, and those guys play better, and who knows, maybe they can get to a Western Conference Finals, and then the ball's in the air. You're a twisted ankle, as we see.
But here's the thing, do they? If Chris goes there, can they win the championship?
That's what I was getting to. We've seen in the last...
Injuries. I mean, of course.
Okay, well, then off the top of the head, I wouldn't pick them to win the championship. But you still have that veteran presence that can put them over the top, get them out of the first round. Maybe they could get to a conference finals. But, you know, if you go
to... Chris, I feel you. And I don't hate that idea. I just don't.
But he would have to want to go to the bench, though. Yeah, he can't go there and start. He would have to say, you know what? Because think about it. The number you just put out, hey, 14-8 is great off the bench, running the second unit, and you're coaching these young superstars. I don't know. I think he can do 12 or 14. With that team, though, Chris, with that team, the way they run, the shooters that he can kick out to.
8 assists off the bench?
Yeah.
That's been a while since somebody did that. All right, we got Eddie Johnson around the corner. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, B-Finn. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, SiriusXM NBA radio host. I listen to him every day. Also a Phoenix Suns color analyst and obviously a former NBA player. In fact, I'm sure, Eddie, you didn't mind hearing this throughout the day, that you were a part of the last Suns trio along with Kevin Johnson and Tom Chambers, where all three of you guys averaged 20 points a game. That was back in 1987-88. I know that you didn't mind hearing that broadcast all over the place, Eddie Johnson.
Well, you know what? I already knew that. So, I would have been insulted if they didn't say that. And then I would add a little bit more dessert to that mindset that, yeah, we were three guys that averaged 20, but I was actually coming off the bench.
That's
and true. Let me add a little bit more syrup to that. Also, I got those 22 points in about 28 minutes, all right? Mm. So there you go.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Look, we got VJ Husky in for Rob Parker, just so you know. He'll be asking you some questions too. But let's start. Look, it seems to me like obviously people are acknowledging the talent increase with Bradley Beal, but it seems like a lot of national commentators don't like the trade because obviously it's going to be tough to fill out the roster with great depth and things like that. What are your thoughts on this trade for the Suns?
With any trade is work in progress, right? You see it, and then, you know, people say, wow, that happened, and then they start to dissect because that's just human nature. And the bottom line for me is, it's like, and I'll give you an analogy. Like, I played golf the other day, beautiful resort. Beautiful setup, and they were building some homes that was just framed, and it didn't look good. But I know eventually it will be if you do the right thing. Mm. And that's just the way I look at this. Like, you can look at these three guys, you can say, okay, you know, we don't know how this is going to play out because we don't know what they're going to be able to put around them. And that's true. But what we do know is that those three guys are damn good. Right. So what we do know, a structure of a house, the foundation is good. Then it's up to you to put everything around it. And I think that's the key right now is the Suns know that they have the core to a high level. And now they got to be creative enough and be effective enough to find the guys to put around them. And that's going to be the challenge. But the good thing is, guys, is that when they got Durant, they didn't have that window of opportunity. All they had was the buyout market. They got four months. Like, they have 4 months to find a diamond in the rough as a young player, wherever he might be, G League, Summer League, don't get drafted, whatever, veteran players that are looking to play on a team that they feel like they can be a part of winning. And then they obviously still have a trade chip if they want to, you know, be creative and maybe see what's out there for DeAndre Ayton. So for me, it's just 4 months of really finding out how they're going to develop this team for Frank Vogel.
Eddie Johnson, Phoenix Suns color analyst, VJ Vernon Husky here. Great to be talking with you, sir. So let's go there. You're talking about filling it out, and I just kind of threw some names down of guys that are unrestricted free agents. Some teams have the bird rights to it, but veterans, as you said, that would be looking for a championship. You got a guy like Jeff Green, who just won another championship with Denver. He could be looking, he could be the Jay Crowder now of this era, right? Go to another team and get to a finals like he did. Mason Plumlee, a big body that you're going to need to back up Ayton and get on the boards and play some defense. Even a Dylan Brooks, who might, he's got to take a small contract, right? A prove it kind of year, being at Memphis and all the shenanigans. And Memphis pretty much said, hey, you know, have a good career, have a good life. What are some of those names or anybody that you can think of that you can see say, hey, it would be nice if they would grab this type of guy or this type of guy to add to this core?
I think all those names are good because I think when you have core players like you have with Devin Booker, KD, and then Bradley Beal, I don't care what the guy's reputation was before. I think when you have a high end of veteran leadership, that doesn't happen. It doesn't work. And you can be able to squash that. And so I'll push back on anybody that says, oh, well, you know, I don't want this guy on the team because he's shown that, you know, he doesn't fit in. Well, he might not have fit in with the team he was on.
Right.
But because of the leadership that was probably around him, I would probably say Ron Artest, obviously, you know, now Meta World Peace, is the perfect example. Like, he had issues, very combustible, and he went to L.A., and played with Kobe, and he won a title.
Right.
And they made him a freaking coach after that. He was working with players. Like, so I don't want to hear. Like, people think, like, it's the same way with injuries, guys. It's like, people say, well, they could be injury prone because they've had their injuries. Look, every time you step on a court, you can get injured. One of the reasons why the Denver Nuggets won a title, because they didn't have any injuries during the playoffs.
Right.
They were healthy as I don't know what. Okay, if you can escape it and get through it, you're going to have success. So I'm one of those guys, man. If you put yourself in shape every year, you're going to go out on the court, man. Chances are you could get hurt. But that's for everybody. I don't think you pinpointed on a guy because he's had injuries before.
You brought up DeAndre Ayton earlier, and VJ and I both I like Ayton. I think on this team, obviously, he would become the fourth, you know, offensive option, but he still probably gives you 16 and 10. You're going to need a guy with size. You know, we see that size still matters in the NBA with Jokic, Anthony Davis, and the like. What is going on there? Can he and Frank Vogel get on the same page and maybe he experiences a renaissance in Phoenix? Or is it like, man, it's not going to happen here. We just have to move him.
I honestly believe they're going to give DeAndre Ayton every chance in the world. He showed that obviously he wants to be here. He'll be able, you know, in his mind, be able to, you know, blend in with three guys that quite honestly is going to take most of the shots.
Right.
Like, you have to reach a point in your career. There's two things that you want, right? There's two things that drive players. One, if you love the game. I have to throw that part in. Because some players, they get their money and they don't even care if they mess up.
Right.
Game, right. So there's two things. If you love the game, you get paid. Right. So, or you get minutes, right? So that's the point. That's what I want to say. The minutes and obviously, you know, getting paid. Well, DeAndre's got both. You know, he's getting paid, right? And he'll get the minutes.
Right.
So now just do with your minutes what you can. It might be difficult. They're not going to cater to you as much. But guess what? As I used to tell big guys all the time, they say, Eddie, come on, man. Throw the ball on down here. I'm like, hey, man, look, I get paid to shoot. You get paid to rebound my misses. That's how it works. That's just how it works, man. So
would you rather him be with this team next year? Or do you think they're better off with him there, or if they could make a move for him to add some depth?
I think I like DeAndre, and I think from a talent perspective, man, he can be dynamic. You talk about a guy that's a double-double since he's been in the league.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's not like he can't play. And so, for me, it's more so how bad he wants to be here. Like, and I would be okay if he said, no, I don't. And I would say, okay, if you leave, man, good luck. That's just the way I view it. So really, it's not what I want. It's basically what he wants. Because I know if he wants it, then he's going to be huge for this team.
Eddie,
and I think that's where it lies with him right now.
And as they fill out this roster, Chris and I were talking about the championship window. Like you said, you have one of the best cores in the league right now as far as, you know, just offensive firepower. I'm thinking about $117, $118 a night on the board next year for this trio, what they should be putting up. Well, you know, the quad squad, as I like to call them now, if they keep Aiton. But the championship window, is it championship or bust this year? Or do they got a two-year kind of window, three-year kind of window? Where does that sit with you?
No, I think, you know, when Kevin Durant came over, and I thought the Suns could get out of the West because I believe in the talent of Kevin Durant, right? And hoping, obviously, that Chris Paul stayed healthy. And so, to me, this is my opinion, if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt in game two, the Suns had every reason to feel like they would have won that series. Because if you remember, when he got hurt, they were up 9-10. And he was the one that was the reason why they were up 9-10. And then, obviously, they went home and they won two games. So that pivotal second game was huge. And they were in control of that game, most of the game. But then Chris went down and it became a struggle. And so when they look at it, they're like, look, if we still had Chris, we think we would have gotten him. And that was with Durant being there half a year.
Right.
Now, you're going to have Bradley Beal there not only for the whole year, but you're going to have them there right now. They're working out and playing now. Like, so now they're going to be able to work out in the offseason. They're going to have training camp. And then they're going to go into a season as a clean team. So for me, yeah, they have a chance to win the title. But Denver's the favorite right now because they won the title. And they're a team.
We got a minute left for your answer. A lot of people feel like, look, the way they're going to fill out this roster is essentially to re-sign their free agents. And so if they bring back most of these guys, these same guys, Torrey Craig and Jake Landau and all these guys, like, do you think that's enough? I feel like a good NBA, a typical NBA role player should play well when you got three stars and a fourth that's close. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just opens things up for everybody else. So is that accurate, you feel like, in that these dudes, if they're around those four players, they should be able to play well, the guys they had last year?
They're getting butt-naked shots, man.
Right.
Like if you can't make butt-naked shots, then you shouldn't be in the league. I mean, come on.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying.
If you're getting open shots like that, man, like, your percentage should go way up. And they got some three-point shooters on this team. Like, Damian Lee didn't get much run, and that's Monty's coaching decision. Obviously, Terrence Ross, I think, can light it up. They got guys that they can bring back that can shoot the ball. Those two pretty much in point, because Damian Lee was like 40% most of the year. So those two guys, Okogie and Craig are your defenders. Those are your hustle guys. Torrey Craig shot the ball well against the Clippers in the first round. So, I mean, yeah, I think they're going to bring them back. And Campaign had 31 in game six against the Denver Nuggets. And he had been hurt all year long, guys. Like, this kid was not healthy all year. And at the end, that's how it works. He felt good at the end, and he had a huge game. So I think they'll bring him back. And I think around those five guys is what they will build the rest of the team with.
All right. That's our man, Eddie Johnson. Great stuff, man. We appreciate the insight.
Always, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, my man. Peace. All right. Draymond Green opts out of his contract. Is it over in Golden State? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection is in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, VJ, Draymond Green opted out of his contract today. No surprise, really. I mean, if somebody's surprised, I'd be shocked. And I think he will be back with the Golden State Warriors. He said he loves the team. He wants to play there. And so I'd be stunned if he ends up anywhere else. And I honestly don't think people should waste their energy thinking of him going somewhere else.
No, I agree with you. I think he opted out so they can redo the deal and he can get more money and keep that core.
Right.
And more long term. More probably, I feel like a 3 or 4 year deal. Some probably 3 is what I'm thinking that they're going to offer him. I know everybody was saying once the GM left that they were so connected that was going to affect his decision. We see Mike Dunleavy Jr., who's done a hell of a job, man, and just his basketball life, right? It's in his blood. His father was an NBA coach, right. Successful one. And he's moved into the GM position now. So you keep it in-house. You got the same people around. I just think this is just something that he's just to redo the deal. It's funny to see all the tweets and stuff today that he's going to go to Phoenix or he's coming to the Lakers to play with LeBron and stuff. I think he's going to stay there. And I think they want to – I think him, Clay, and Steph, they're just a sour taste in their mouth the way this year ended and the way this year went. And I think they all want to come back and see if they can finish this thing off and add a fifth one to the fingers.
I think what they should do is – and you might not be able to. You certainly don't give him away. But I would shop Jordan Poole.
Oh, I'm with you.
I would be looking to move Jordan Poole. Yep. And I like Jordan Poole. I think he can go somewhere and write. You know, if it's a bad team where he kind of becomes the man,
yeah,
he's going to give you 23 a night, if not more. And he's exciting. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I would put him on the market because I think they have to get the stench of Draymond's punch
out of their
locker room.
Yep.
And they all admitted after the playoffs that, yeah, it was a problem. It still was there. It's probably going
to
stay there. They're saying Jordan, has given them no ultimatum and they think they can coexist, which is fine. That's fine. And maybe they're trying. I think Draymond definitely trying, and it's easy to move on when you the one that threw the punch.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't the issue. The issue is the brother that got hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop. And it wasn't right. It wasn't like it was a fair fight and he just got the best of you. No, he sucker punched you. So I don't think Jordan raised problems about it, but I just think there was probably an unspoken tension there.
Yeah.
That's hard to overcome. And I think if you remove him from the locker room, and maybe even a Kuminga, like I would package, you know, I like Kuminga a lot.
I'm with you,
but to sweeten the pot, yep. right? And get you some depth. What they need is more depth, and they need some size.
Yes, they
don't
definitely
have to be
size.
Great size. It can be nondescript size, but they need somebody that's 7 feet tall. You mentioned Mason Plumlee. I would definitely go after Mason Plumlee if I'm them.
Yep.
Because remember, when they first won their championship, they had Andrew Bogut. When they won the 73 games, they had Andrew Bogut. Then they had Festus Ezeli.
Yep.
Like, they always had some mediocre size, and that's what they need now.
When the season ended, I was the first thing that came out of my mouth about Golden State is you can't bring this team back. You have to make some changes, and I just don't think you break up that core three. If somebody wants to leave on their own accord, all right, cool. If they go to the front office, hey, trade me. I had fun. It's been fun, man, but, I want to move on. Then you do that. But if you're going to look to make moves, Kuminga and Poole are the names. They're young players. We don't know what Kuminga's ceiling is. A lot of people are in love with the kid, and I see
he's got a high ceiling.
He's got a high ceiling, but how many times have we used that phrase in the NBA, and they don't never touch that ceiling? They only jump halfway up in the room.
The problem is it's on a different timetable.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like Portland, because obviously they're much better shaped than Portland. But it's similar in that Dame is on a different timetable than all these other cats.
Yes.
And so Kuminga, I get it. In 5 years, maybe he's the man. But Steph and Clay and Dre, they'll be gone probably.
They don't have 5 years. They got two, right. In my opinion.
They need to maximize Steph Curry's prime.
Nah, now.
If that's 2-3 more years, then you go for it for the next 2-3 years. And look, it's going to be a downtime afterwards. It always is.
Yep.
But you try to work through that and then get yourself back up again. But, nah, if I have to move Kuminga to help get some veteran depth that's going to make us better today, then I'm doing it.
I tell you this, man, even a guy like Dylan Brooks, and I'll bring his name up again, I just feel like, and I love Eddie Johnson, his example was perfect. He didn't have no veteran leadership there. He would have it in Golden State.
Right. Nah, I wouldn't be mad about a Dylan Brooks. All right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.